Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, it's our second day looking at fun, entertaining, sometimes scary TV shows that you can watch. You can enjoy yourself, and you can also learn a little bit of English. So that's the good thing about
not watch scary ones?
You don't have to watch the scary ones, but
some
people like to be scared.
Okay,
and who knows, if you're screaming, maybe you remember the English better at the same time.
Probably.
We should do some scientific studies about that. So if I scare you while teaching you vocab, maybe you'll remember it easily. Or maybe you'll just sit down in your test and just scream and forget everything.
I know.
So anyway, yesterday in our last unit, or last part, we learned about Stranger Things,
right. That
scary Netflix show. But we also learned about Fresh Off the Boat, which is a fun and funny show about a family, not scary at all. So today, we're going to have a look at a couple others, and looks like the first one is also about a family. So let's begin our article and learn about that and another one after that.
Okay.
See you soon.
Want to get better at English? Turn on the TV. Modern Family. Three houses, one big family. This show follows the daily life of the Pritchett and Dunphy families. It includes stories about school, love, work, marriage, and lots of funny jokes. It also has many heartfelt moments and life lessons. Friends. This classic sitcom shows the lives of six friends in New York City: Rachel, Ross, Monica, Chandler, Phoebe, and Joey are all different from one another. They often get into trouble, but that doesn't stop them from being friends. If you're looking for a new show to watch, try one of these. You're sure to have fun and learn something too.
Word power!
Include. Include. This Japanese dish includes some vegetables, seafood, and noodles. This Japanese dish includes some vegetables, seafood, and noodles. Joke. Joke. I told a joke about my dog, and everyone laughed at it. I told a joke about my dog, and everyone laughed at it. Moment. Moment. Mom enjoys taking pictures because she wants to remember every moment of her life. Mom enjoys taking pictures because she wants to remember every moment of her life. Trouble. Trouble. Thank you for always helping and supporting me when I'm in trouble. Thank you for always helping and supporting me when I'm in trouble.
认识字汇
Marriage. Heartfelt. Classic. Sitcom.
Okay, so the title of our first show is Modern Family.
摩登家庭 I know this.
I don't know if I've ever watched this, but I know it's been one of the number one funny comedy TV shows for like, 8, 9, 10 years? Something like that. So even if I haven't watched it, I have, a very strong feeling that it's a good show.
Sure.
I mean, lots of people like it. It's been on for a long time. So let's learn a little bit of basic information about Modern Family. We learn in one sentence, three houses, one big family.
That pretty much explains it.
Does it explain the whole show?
Yeah,
okay. So there's three houses, but it's one big family. So I guess aunts and cousins and brothers, they're all
interesting than that.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, Modern Family, just 摩登家庭. 那你们可能还没有追的话，我就 不知道我可不可以讲那么多，但是对，一开始他真的解释得很好，说是三间房子一个大家庭 and a lot of stories can happen.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of drama and action.
Right?
So let's find out about these families. It says this show follows the daily life of the Pritchett and Dunphy families. Okay, so there are two names to the family, but that's probably just because someone got married and, you know, had a new name, but they're probably related, like aunts, uncles, and cousins, and things like that. And it follows their daily life. It basically tells the story of their daily life.
Right, okay, follow. 其实通常我们可能会指一本书、电影或者是电视节目描述什么什么，或者是我们密切关注着某一个节目也可以。比方像是 you can follow football, like the sport.
Pay attention to it.
Right, or he followed her career with interest.
Paid attention to it, was interested in it.
Or this show follows recent political events.
It tells you what's going on.
Right, okay. So, back to the article. 这部戏呢就是讲述着这个刚刚我们提到 Pritchett and Dunphy 的家的日常生活。
Okay, so it follows the stories of this family and it includes stories about school, love, work, marriage, and lots of funny jokes. So basically it looks at the things that we all experience or we all go through with our families
in
as
life.
We grow up, as life happens, and stuff like that. Very, very cool. All right, so there's lots of different topics there, lots of different interesting things that happen to families. We can't possibly mention them all or list them all, but they include school, love, work, marriage, things like that. That's why include is our word power word. It's a verb to include, and it's spelled I-N-C-L-U-D-E. Include. Okay, to include, basically we're talking about one or a few things, but these are just some parts of a much bigger thing, all right? So if you're talking about a dinner, well, a nice dinner might include a soup and a salad, maybe something made from meat, something from vegetables, and a dessert at the end, something sweet. But that's all part of this nice, fancy meal. It includes many things, okay? So for example, we could say this Japanese dish includes some vegetables, seafood, and noodles. Yeah, a good bowl of ramen might include lots of different things. We talk about it as being ramen, but it's not all one thing. It includes lots of different things. For example, I could say again, this Japanese dish includes some vegetables, seafood, and noodles. Delicious.
Include 就是包含、包括 ，OK， 它是一个动词。比方像是呢，哎，我们去吃饭的时候，我们可能会想到 ，the price of dinner includes dessert， so you don't have to pay extra. That includes, yeah, the dessert. Okay, or service is included in the bill.
Oh, okay, so that's part of the whole charge.
Yeah,
you don't pay
extra.
After that. And we also have that word marriage, right? That it includes stories about the marriage of some of the people in the
okay,
show.
Okay, that's right. 所以刚刚呢我们有提到诶 marriage 这个字其实它就是婚姻的意思。那回到刚刚 include 的例句呢指的就是这道日本料理包含了一些蔬菜海鲜还有面条。
All right, since this is a funny show, it's probably not a surprise that it will also include jokes. Jokes are a part of the show, and joke is our next word power word. Joke here, of course, it's being used as a noun, a joke, and joke is spelled J-O-K-E, and that's no joke.Okay, a joke is basically something that will make people laugh. It's kind of like a story. It might be something very short, it might be a longer story, but at the end there's probably something kind of surprising, something you don't expect, and hopefully, if it's a good joke, it will be something that makes people laugh, all right? So, comedians and funny shows, people like Jim Carrey's good at telling jokes, on stage or in movies or TV shows, and as I mentioned jokes, if they're good and if they're told well, they will make people laugh. That's the point of a joke. For example, I told a joke about my dog and everyone laughed at it. I told a joke about my dog and everyone laughed at it. Except the dog. He didn't get it.
That was a funny joke.
Nah,
I remember.
The dog didn't like it though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Poor
dog. I'll have to think of a joke about a cat.
Okay.
Then the dog will like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
joke 是什么呢？就是大家都很喜欢听的玩笑或是笑话的意思啦。它是一个名词哦。像是呢 ，Mike is always telling jokes and making people laugh. I love that about Mike. Or you're not joking.
Okay.
Okay. Well, sometimes when you hear a joke, you might think, "Huh? 这是什么啊？我听不懂哎。那你就可以说。I didn't get that joke.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It didn't make me laugh.
所有人讲话很冷，根本就不好笑。But you know what? Worst of all, some people, they just can't take a joke.
Oh, they don't find it funny, especially when the joke is about them.
就是开不起玩笑，或者他们觉得说，你为什么要拿我来开玩笑？And sometimes you have this when between your friends, an inside joke.
Oh, yeah.
所以只有你跟你的朋友听得懂的这种笑话，可是外面在听可能会觉得 huh? What are you guys laughing? Why are you guys laughing? It's not even funny. But it could be an inside joke.
That's right.
Okay, only you guys know why it's so funny. 好啦，回到刚刚的例句，就是我说了一个关于我狗狗好笑事情，惹得大家捧腹大笑。好啦，那课文提到就是它里面有包括很多，对不对？就是学校啦、爱情、工作、婚姻，还有很多很有趣的 jokes， 就是笑话、玩笑。
All right, so since it's a funny show, of course there's lots of jokes. You will be laughing if you watch the show. But because it's about families and people and relationships, some serious stuff does go on. It says it also, the show, it also has many heartfelt moments and life lessons, the kind of thing you'd expect in a show about families, even if it's not funny, all right? So heartfelt moments, moments that might make you cry or laugh with joy or have these feelings, and life lessons. I think there's some kids in it, right? And as kids grow up, they learn lessons about life, they get wisdom and experience. So there's also these nice, more emotional, more touching moments during the show. And our third word, power word, is moment. It's a noun. It's spelled M-O-M-E-N-T. And let's take a moment to learn more. Now, when I said let's take a moment, or let's spend a moment, or please wait a moment, that's, sure, one way of using the word moment. But there, a moment is just a short period of time. You know, I'll have to wait a moment for the elevator to come here. It'll take a minute or two. But here, we were talking about family moments or heartfelt moments during the show. That's not a short period of time. That's basically a time in life when something important happens, okay? So a heartfelt moment will be a time that you'll probably remember years later when something happened and it really, really touched you. It really made you have strong feelings. All right, so for example, if a teacher is leaving a school and the kids all buy the teacher a present and write them a card and bring it over and the teacher's surprised and cries and goes, oh, you guys are so nice. This is an important moment. It wasn't planned. It just kind of happened. Some feelings came out. The normal sort of boring part of life stopped for a moment and something important or special or interesting happened. And as I mentioned, if it is a real moment, you'll probably remember that for many, many years later because it was so special. For example, Mom enjoys taking pictures because she wants to remember every moment of her life. I should say Mom enjoys taking pictures because she wants to remember every moment of her life. Those important moments, birthday parties, weddings, when the kids graduate from school, those are the kind of moments that we get pictures of.
Heartfelt 是什么呢？就是触动人心的啦，它是一个形容词，所以在这个节目上面当然也有这个感性的一面啦，感人的一面啦。这个 moment 是什么呢？就是时刻的意思。其实 moment 也有时机 ，OK， 时候这样的意思，它是一个名词哦。像是呢，如果呢，可能有的人他觉得有一件事情不知道什么时候告诉家人比较好 ，When would be the best moment？To tell the family, maybe if you're thinking about getting married or, you know, a big thing, an important thing, you're wondering when's the best time, okay? Or if you're talking about something important as well, don't leave it till the last moment, okay? 不要拖到最后一刻, especially when you're like...preparing for an exam.
Don't
study at the
last
moment, right?
No.
Okay, or sometimes we are talking in a conversation, I'll explain that in a moment. That means I'll explain that shortly or soon 就是我待会很快的就可以跟你讲，所以 moment 有不同的用法哦。OK， 所以刚刚的例句提到就是妈妈喜欢拍照，因为她想要记住人生的每一个时刻。那课文提到就是说，这个节目包含许多动人的时刻以及人生的课题。So that's why it's so popular, the show, because you can relate to those issues that they talked about.
That's right. And I think all of these shows are still being made.
Right.
They're still going on. So that's good. You can look forward to some new shows in the future. But the next one, I think our final show is a classic. They're not making new ones anymore, but this show was on when I was a kid, and it's still on now. So it kind of shows you how popular it is
and how old
continues
the actors,
to be.
Actresses are. No, just kidding.
Well, that too. Yeah, some of the clothes look a little strange today.
I know, the hairstyles and everything.
But a lot of the moments, a lot of the situations are still very funny.
I missed that show.
The show is Friends!
Yay!
That's right. The name of the show is Friends, and it's about a bunch of friends. We probably don't have to tell too many people about this. Unless you've been living on the moon, you've probably heard or seen this show. But just to tell you, this classic sitcom shows the lives of six friends in New York City. There you go.
你们不知道这个 show 的话，真的很糟糕。为什么？它是一个 classic， 它是经典的。OK， sitcom 就是情境喜剧。OK， 超好看的 Friends 六人行。那这部经典的这个就是情境喜剧呢，是关于六位朋友在这个纽约市的生活。And we know what their names are.
That's right. Rachel, Ross, Monica, Chandler, Phoebe, and Joey.
I love all of them. Maybe not Ross.
Can you think of their last names?
No.
Rachel Green.
Oh.
Ross, what was their name? Ross and Monica are brother and sister.
Yeah.
Chandler Bing. I remember that because it's a weird name. Phoebe, I'm not sure. And Joey Tribbiani.
I
don't know why I remember this stuff. Anyway, so they are friends. As we mentioned, Ross and Monica are brother and sister, but they're friends as well. Yeah, a lot of people don't like Ross.
But the
good thing is they're all good friends. They all love and take care of each other. Mm-hmm. But as the sentence says, they're all different from each other. They all have very different personalities and different lives. Mm-hmm. So that makes it fun.
So yeah, they're all different from one another. Okay, one another 就是彼此互相的意思。像是呢 ，Tiffany and I shared our thoughts with one another, with each other. 就是我跟他彼此都会交换我们的想法。We're like always chatting, like on Facebook, online, and everything.
Yeah,
okay.
You do that with your friends.
We are friends, okay. 所以回到这个 friends, 六人行有谁呢？就是 Rachel, Ross, Monica, Chandler, 还有 Phoebe, 还有 Joey. 他们彼此其实他们个性都非常的不一样。Very different. I don't really like Ross. Okay, sorry, Ross.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. But anyways, he's part of the friends. So, you know, sometimes you have friends and they're kind of bothering you.
That's
but you
true,
still
that's
love、
true.
Them. They're still wonderful people. Mm-hmm. And of course, these friends have lots of adventures and experiences. Mm-hmm. It says they often get into trouble, but that doesn't stop them from being friends. Aww. Trouble with their boss, trouble with their boyfriends or girlfriends, their family, each other.
Right?
But of course,they're friends. And the good thing is, since it's a short sitcom, it's 30 minutes, they usually fix the trouble by the end of the show.
Yeah,
so you don't have to worry too much.
You don't have to like, okay,
what's going
to
happen? What's
going to
happen?
Yeah. Okay, but here we see our last word power.
That's right. You can't talk about sitcoms or many other shows without mentioning trouble. Because the trouble is what makes the show exciting. This word power word is a noun.And it's spelled T-R-O-U-B-L-E, and that spells trouble. All right, trouble is a word that can mean a lot of different things. But basically, if you're having trouble, this is kind of a difficult situation. Something in your life has gone a little bit wrong, and it's causing you to have some difficulties, causing you to need to do extra things to fix the trouble or solve the problem. Troubles and problems, these are kind of the same thing. But, of course, trouble can be anything from like, oh, gee, I left my keys at home. I'm going to have to wait for my mom to let me in. That's a small amount of trouble. But, you know, if you're at the airport ready to get on a plane and you don't have your passport, that's more serious trouble because you won't be able to get on the plane. That's big trouble. So we often talk about, I'm having a little trouble. I'm having a lot of trouble. I'm in big trouble. But none of these things are good, and they're all going to have to be fixed before life goes back to normal. All right, so we have this example sentence. Thank you. Thank you for always helping and supporting me when I'm in trouble. Thank you for always helping and supporting me when I'm in trouble.
Get into trouble.
Don't get into trouble. Stay away from trouble.
惹上麻烦。所以如果可能有人在学校 maybe he's always like, you know, rude to the teachers or even cheating the test.
God, so much trouble.
We would say he's always getting into trouble at school.
Getting into trouble, getting out of trouble, and then back into trouble.
No.
Ross.
Okay, 我们这么讨厌 Ross 吗? Okay, trouble, 这个名词就是我们的 word power, 就是麻烦。那我们刚刚就说,其实我们会想怎么样? Stay out of trouble, so not do anything bad. 那有时候我们会用什么呢? In trouble with 什么什么, like he will be in trouble with his mom if he's late. 啊,如果他迟到的话,可能他妈妈就会不开心咯。那刚刚的例句提到就是谢谢你总是在我有麻烦的时候帮助我支持我。那刚好提到 from, 这里有表示阻止避免的用法 ,OK? 像是呢 ,my mother stopped me from going out,、
oh,
不让我出去。
You must have been in trouble.
I know, I was, OK?、Yeah. 所以课文就说他们常常呢怎么样会惹上麻烦但是并没有阻止他们成为好朋友哦。
So there you go, fresh off the boat, Stranger Things, Modern Family, Friends.The article concludes with, if you're looking for a new show to watch, try one of these. You're sure to have fun and learn something too. Absolutely.
真的，如果你在找新的一部的电视剧来看，一定要试试看以上其中的一部，绝对会看得开心，又学到东西，又 definitely learn lots of English.
There you go. And of course, these are just four. There's lots of other great shows out there. No matter what you're interested, you can find a good show.Read the subtitles as you're watching it. You'll learn a bit of English. And most importantly, you'll be hugely entertained. You'll have a good time. All right, so let's go to today's magic box, and then we'll be back here to give you just a little bit of review. It won't be big trouble.
No.
Magic box. 找亮点。
Hello everyone, this is Celine. 今天想要开门见山一点，所以呢，我要直接说我要说什么了。我要说的呢，就是 from 的用法。From 到底有什么特别的呢？通常呢，我们记得的这个 from 是用来表达从哪里来。例如，我是台北人，我就可以说 I am from Taipei. I am from Taipei. 或者是 I come from Taipei. I come from Taipei.但 from 也可以表达避免、阻止的意思，只要搭配这个合适的动词，它就可以表达这样的意思哦。例如搭配 stop 的时候 ，stop somebody or something from something or doing something， 就是阻止某人做什么，或者是阻止某事发生。举例来说，我阿嬷不准我农历七月的时候去海边，我相信很多人都会被阻止，对不对？She stopped me from going to the beach. She stopped me from going to the beach. 因为大家都知道这个农历七月呢是鬼月。大家都说这时候呢去海边游泳很容易发生恐怖的事情。我阿嬷说这是为了不要让恐怖的事情发生。This is to keep horrible things from happening. This is to keep horrible things from happening.但是呢其实也是有道理的啦因为我不是很会游泳啊那这样可能会溺死对不对还是小心一点比较好对不对所以 She is trying to save me from possible drowning She's trying to save me from possible drowning 她想要阻止我让我不要有机会溺死好总之呢 from 搭配像是 stop keep save这些动词的时候呢 意思通常都会转化成避免某人做某事，或者说以防某事发生的意思。那最后就是验收时间啦。这场台风让我们无法外出，英文要怎么说呢？
The answer is, the typhoon keeps us from going out. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到
哦！ Okay, so we're not going to give you too much trouble, as we promised, but we do need to go over some of our new words. What did we had trouble? We had joke.
We include. Moment.
And moment. All right, so again, kind of like yesterday, I'll be giving you the definition, what you would read in the dictionary, but you have to tell me the word that I'm talking about. I'll kind of put it into a sentence.
Okay, do
the other day, my friend told me the funniest story that made me laugh at the end.
He told you a joke.
He told me the funniest joke.
Right.
Which would be normal. You wouldn't say the funniest story that made me laugh at the end, because your friends would say, a funny joke?
Right.
And if you say something like that, you'll be in a difficult situation that's bringing problems to your life that you have to fix.
You would be in trouble.
You'd be in trouble, exactly. So stay away from difficult situations in your life that bring you trouble and you have to fix. Stay away from trouble.
You should, okay, and be a good boy or a good girl.
Or a good friend.
Aww,
but don't be a good Ross, because that's not good.
Okay, he's kind of... He was good. It's just...
He, you know...
Boring.
But I read another thing that said Ross is actually by far the smartest person on the show.
Probably.
And all the trouble is because all the other friends are just... not very smart. And it's a weird way to watch it. When you watch it and go, Ross is the only smart one, and everyone else is...
That is kind of true.
But I think most people find him trouble.
Yeah. Okay, well...
Decide for yourself.
check them out.
Yep, we'll see you very soon. Until then, bye-bye!
Want to get better at English? Turn on the TV. Modern Family. Three houses, one big family. This show follows the daily life of the Pritchett and Dunphy families. It includes stories about school, love, work, marriage, and lots of funny jokes. It also has many heartfelt moments and life lessons. Friends. This classic sitcom shows the lives of six friends in New York City. Rachel, Ross, Monica, Chandler, Phoebe, and Joey are all different from one another. They often get into trouble, but that doesn't stop them from being friends. If you're looking for a new show to watch, try one of these. You're sure to have fun and learn something too. Include. This Japanese dish includes some vegetables, seafood, and noodles. This Japanese dish includes some vegetables, seafood, and noodles. Joke. I told a joke about my dog, and everyone laughed at it. I told a joke about my dog, and everyone laughed at it. Moment. Mom enjoys taking pictures because she wants to remember every moment of her life. Mom enjoys taking pictures because she wants to remember every moment of her life. Trouble. Thank you for always helping and supporting me when I'm in trouble. Thank you for always helping and supporting me when I'm in trouble.
认识字汇。
Marriage. Heartfelt. Classic. Sitcom.